Military chaplains are often the key to helping soldiers deal with the horrors of war. And as WLRN Herald reporter Michael Hiblin explains, several dozen Army chaplains who have been in Iraq and Afghanistan are meeting this week in Fort Lauderdale for a spiritual renewal.
It's a difficult job for people like Chaplain Steve Carlson, a captain with the 82nd Airborne Division from North Carolina.
I've helped bury 23 soldiers that have died out of Fort Bragg and performing the military service.
Carlson returned from Iraq 6 months ago, now helping grieving relatives.
We as chaplains would represent the Army and be there to effect closure with the family and recognize their contribution spiritually and patriotically. And so that was a challenge that unfortunately, you get pretty good at when you do it too often.
Captain Lee Yoakum, a major from Latrobe, Pennsylvania, with the Army's Nursing Corps, says the hardest moment for him came at a hospital in Afghanistan when a young child died.
Basically, infection set in, and she ended up passing away, and it crushed everybody in the hospital. We had people from different units that would come over, and that would be their sort of getaway from everything, is to come play with the kids in the hospital. So to lose one of the patients was pretty devastating.
Chaplain Patrick Dolan, a lieutenant colonel from Fort Knox, Kentucky, says they too become affected with the horrors witnessed in war. This week they're conducting a spiritual renewal.
They call it steel sharpening steel. We kind of build up each other in ways that, yes, we can build up with others, but there's a uniqueness that we can build up together as priests, that it's Jesus Christ, of course, you know, and all these right kinds of things. It's just really good.
Michael Hiblin, WLRN Herald News.